31. Nathan. Nathan was sure he was going to die. That's what a loud pop and a flash of light usually meant for anyone close enough to be blinded by it. Then again, this was the 7th or 8th time in the last hour he was sure he was about to die, and yet here he was, somehow still standing, in the Spire control room with a featureless black humanoid figure who claimed to be a Space Force Marine. If he hadn't watched the figure save his life, he probably wouldn't have believed any part of that story. Even now, he wasn't so sure. But he wasn't going to question it. Not when Caleb Card was trying his best to save his life and the lives of thousands. He didn't have to be here in the city. Nathan had fought him earlier and chased him off. But why had he run? If he was human, why hadn't he revealed himself then? Maybe he hadn't realized Nathan was human too. The powered armor did give him more of a mechanical, robotic countenance. Either way, he hoped it was a simple misunderstanding. One he wasn't sure they would have the chance to clear up. The building shook violently around them, the ceiling beginning to collapse at the same time a flash of energy washed through him, stopping his breath for an instant. He could see the slight hue of the shield suddenly hovering just in front of his face, enveloping him and his surviving Space Force soldiers. Only a dozen of those who hadn't been able to escape to the ships remained alive. Out of over 5,000. The reality hit him like a punch to the gut. So many lives gone. So many still to save. But had they saved them? Was he going to get out of this alive? Did he deserve to? The groaning of the monster outside the control room changed in pitch, and Nathan turned his attention to the pair of tentacles. They thrashed violently in the hole the creature had made in the wall while it screamed outside. His soldiers shouted as a large piece of cement hit the top of the shield, expecting it to crush them instead of rolling off to the side. They cried out again as more of the building came down, smashing into the shield and shedding away. Dust and debris filled the air, the tearing, cracking, and collapsing noises drowning out the dying alien outside. An extra loud crack shook the entire room, and then the ceiling vanished into open air, the upper part of the spire falling sideways. It broke away from its roots, toppling laterally like a tree. Nathan didn't see the impact, but he heard the breaking windows and rending metal as the top of the spire crashed into it. "Up and out," Caleb said, the shield fading away almost as quickly as it had come. There was something different about the man now. His whole posture seemed off. Uncanny. It shifted suddenly, returning to normal. Had he imagined it?
"Come on,"
Nathan growled, activating his jump pack and launching himself up to the top of the rubble pile. He turned and bent down, taking his people by the hand and helping them onto the crumbled stone. Caleb quickly scaled the rock, joining him at the top and helping recover the rest of the soldiers.
"Armageddon," one of them said.
Nathan looked up for the first time, quickly scanning the city. Whatever Caleb had done with the spire had made a mess of Eden Rise. The buildings were cracked and smoldering, the vehicles were thrown from their positions and burning. And there were corpses everywhere. Trife, mostly, with a few humans mixed in here and there, along with at least a dozen of the odd giant tentacled aliens that had assaulted them.
"Pyro, do you copy?"
Nathan asked, activating his comm. It crackled inside his helmet, but she didn't respond. He looked up, searching for the dropship. It was impossible to see through the cloud of dust. A loud groan sounded to the east, followed by a second. At least two of the monsters had escaped the massacre.
"We didn't get all of them," Nathan said.
Caleb looked at him. He was trying to hide the truth behind his expression, but Nathan wasn't an idiot. The creatures were tailing the ships. If they managed to catch up to the carriers... Damn it. Nathan knew they should all be dead. Caleb had tried to save them. All of them. It wasn't his fault the plan had fallen short.
"We need to get out of here," Caleb said, "in case they come back."
"Come back?" one of the soldiers said. "What for? Look at this place. An hour ago, this was a safe haven. My home." He was distraught. "My wife. My children.
I hope they made it to the ships. Or maybe I don't.
The man put his head in his hands and began to sob.
What do we do now, General? One of the other men asked. Where the hell do we go?
I don't know yet, Nathan replied. We'll figure something out.
What the hell are those things? A third soldier said. Why are they here?
Yeah, I thought the trife were bad news, the second replied.
Nathan looked at Caleb. The so-called Marine sergeant knew something about these creatures. He had told him how to disable them. His attention caused the rest of his soldiers to divert their attention until all eyes were on the black humanoid. Caleb reached back behind his head to the base of his neck and pulled the hood back over his head and down, proving that there was a human being underneath.
I'll be happy to tell you everything I know once we're someplace safe, he said. Everything I've told you is true, Stacker. I'm not convinced you've shown me the same courtesy.
Like you said, we'll settle this someplace safe. Pyro has to be up there somewhere. We need to get into the open for pickup.
What about those two monsters out there that got away? The sobbing soldier asked.
We'll catch up to them and we'll kill them, Hotch. That's what we do. Get your shit together. You can mourn when we're on the dropship.
Yes, General, Hotch replied, straightening up and wiping at his moist eyes.
Follow me, Nathan said, guiding them down off the rubble to a clearing in the street.
They headed west, away from the shore. The groaning sounds faded into the distance, but he was sure he heard the faint sound of screaming through the suit's sensitive microphones. It made him sick. They came across another of the monsters, severed nearly in half beneath a piece of a damaged building. Two of its tentacles were still twitching, the teeth at the ends opening and snapping closed. Nathan stopped a meter away from it to stare. He understood the trife and the others. This was something else altogether. What was this thing? Why was it here, and why now? He hoped like hell Caleb had the answers.
Pyro, do you copy? Nathan asked again, still trying to raise her.
The armor had taken a beating. There was a good chance his comms were damaged. A deep groan caught his attention. He looked up in time to see a tentacle reach over a slab of rubble. Another followed, and then the creature's central mass and huge mouth began to rise. It was oozing a dark liquid, and half its eyes were punctured. Injured, but still very much alive. He glanced at his survivors. Only a couple of them were still carrying their rifles. He couldn't come down on them, he had lost his too.
Caleb, can you take it down? He asked.
Negative, Caleb replied. The skin's out of juice.
The creature saw them, groaning even louder in response. More tentacles came over the slab as it maneuvered to attack them.
Back, Nathan decided, waving his people away from it. The other way.
They turned around. Caleb took the lead, coming to a quick stop when a tentacle appeared from around the corner of a building.
Shit.
Don't these damn things die? Hotch whined.
The two monsters were trying to box them in, but they weren't out of options.
East, Nathan said. Back to the gate.
They ran toward the second monster, turning at the next street and cutting east. The two creatures gave chase, one moving more quickly than the other. It swung around the corner behind them, its body carried forward in an awkward, slapping gait. It was the smaller of the two, but still towered over them, each tentacle nearly twice Nathan's formidable size. The gate was visible ahead, though it hardly resembled a gate anymore. Between the fighting and explosion in the spire, the metal barrier had been torn apart, leaving huge gaps and torn metal scattered around the area. The hundreds of trife corpses were hardly recognizable, leaving only a field of dark earth and ash and the awful stench of death. Nathan didn't want his soldiers added to it, but what could he do? He had no weapons save the strength of his powered armor, finite compared to the many limbs of the enemy. Even so, if he could delay the creature for a few minutes, he could give them time to get away.
Damn it, Pyro, where the hell did you go?
He slowed down, letting the others get ahead of him. Caleb noticed almost immediately, and he turned his head, looking back. It was the expression that told Nathan the man was who he said he was. A warrior. A marine. Caleb was ready to sacrifice himself, the same way Nathan was, to make sure they all made it out. No indecision, no hesitation. Nathan couldn't shake his head in the armor, and he didn't want to call out to Caleb to let him do what he had to do. He had to trust the man would lead his people to safety. He had to know that if they both died, they would all die. Caleb turned his head away again. Nathan pulled to a stop and turned around. The monster was 100 meters back, and it groaned loudly when it saw Nathan stop, lowering its body into a more aggressive posture.
"Come on, then," Nathan said, increasing the power output to the armor's artificial muscles.
He punched his right fist into his left palm, crouching slightly to wait. Someone started shooting behind him, a pair of rifles sending what was left of their ammunition over his head and into the creature. Nathan looked at his HUD, noticing his men had all stopped moving. What the hell were they doing? The creature groaned in response, raising two of its tentacles to protect its many eyes. The bullets sank into its flesh, slowing it slightly. Nathan took a step toward the alien. Another round hit it, but not from the rifles behind him. From the air. Plasma rained in on the creature, round after round, striking the tentacles trying to protect its central mass. Nathan looked up as the dropship swooped in from the smoke cloud above, slowing and sliding laterally as it moved into position behind him. Nathan began backing away. The second creature was coming, turning the corner behind the first. The dropship continued firing, keeping the enemy at bay, while Nathan turned and ran under the craft as it came to a lower hover, its rear ramp already down.
"Let's move!" Nathan shouted.
He didn't need to tell his people twice. They rushed the ramp, helping one another aboard. Caleb came to stand with Nathan at the bottom of the ramp.
"Taxi service is a little spotty out here," he said.
"Better late than never,"
Nathan said, sharing a grin with Caleb. The ramp was already coming up as the two of them walked up it into the dropship. The craft immediately began ascending, climbing out of the creature's range and blasting away.